Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. In the mobile studio again, I promised yesterday that I would give you a bit of a snapshot as to what a health and fitness expo in Australia looks like. And I could probably sum it up pretty quickly by saying I was in and out of this expo in 15 minutes. Walked around everything, looked at everything, and I'm like, man, this is not awesome. I'll tell you what is awesome. Probably the best event in this type of thing that I've been to is the Arnold Classic. Now, the Arnold Classic, which will probably never come to Australia ever again because the last time it was supposed to come here was put on by Tony Doherty. COVID shut it down. He pretty much went bankrupt. And I think as a result of that, unless there is some massive promoter that is prepared to back it, fund it, etc., and bring Arnold out again, then it just won't happen. But his events are fantastic. Obviously, he's a massive draw card. There is zero draw card of any influencer or anything that they'll bring out to or bring to this event here in Melbourne. Very, very disappointing. No one that I would consider influential in this space at all, even though they might be an influencer. Arnold is obviously a global draw card. But what's great about their event is, he'd have the strongman competition. They'd do some bodybuilding and that kind of stuff too. They'd have the pro shows and all that kind of stuff. Because that's obviously how he got into it, through bodybuilding and so forth. So they normally have a separate pro show for that. And they have a whole bunch of other events as well, from I think table tennis, boxing, fencing, a whole range of different things. I quite enjoy watching the strongman events because it's like, man, it's only these strong men that can physically do these things. And so it's like most people, you can't lift a car. You're lifting a car as many times as you can. You're doing the Atlas stones, these crazy things. And they're enormous. They're like close to 7 foot. They weigh close to 200 kilos. Like these are massive, massive mountains of men. And that's really interesting to watch. Like I've seen the world record of the deadlift being broken before. Really, really impressive stuff. And I guess I find that really interesting. And that can be inspiring, some of that stuff. And then I think it just attracts a different type of vibe and theme to something like the Arnold Classic. I think there's more elements of health in there and wellness, as well as just, obviously those events that you can watch. This thing here that I just went to is mainly supplements, to be honest. I mean, that's most of what it is. Energy drinks, protein bars, energy bars, gels, that kind of stuff. That is by far the majority of it. A few different places where they have some competitive events, like the equivalent of like CrossFit type events. They have some powerlifting. They had a boxing ring set up, so maybe they were going to do some boxing in there. And they had a stage where I guess they'll feature some certain things, perhaps some fitness modeling and that kind of stuff. But the rest of it is like just some sort of products around, so like cryotherapy, ice baths, that kind of stuff, some saunas, that kind of thing. And that's pretty much it. And I thought, wow, this is really disappointing. Now, it was called a fitness expo. I think they need to rebrand it. And the last time I was there, I think it was 2018. And I don't think anything has really changed apart from there's probably more supplements and that kind of stuff, and different types of supplements, different names of supplements that were there. Plenty of things that I've never even heard of before, as in brands that I've never heard of before. But invested a lot of money, like thousands and thousands of dollars, in terms of their stand set up and that kind of stuff, like the amount of space that they're occupying, where they're located, etc. And so not really anything has changed in 6 years. Now, And then years before that, it hadn't really changed either. I used to go every year because I get free tickets and stuff. And I went. I only went this year to see, okay, so what has changed? I haven't been for 6 years. Let's go see. And so if I've gone to it and nothing's changed, and if I said to you, has anything changed in your life and in your business, in your career, in your health, and focus on health in the last 6 years? I think anyone that said no would have to be crazy, right? Because what have we had in the over the last 6 years? Well, 23rd of March, 2020, here in Melbourne, Australia, we went into our first lockdown due to COVID. Now, has COVID changed the shape of the globe in terms of how we think about our health? Yes, absolutely. It had a fundamental impact on my business. I don't mean from how I pivoted and all that kind of stuff. I mean the impact that it had on people's mindset, on people's mental health, on the way people started having conversations with me after the pandemic when they came in to see me. Initially, when I started business, people were coming in talking about weight loss. They wanted to lose fat. That was one of the first priorities that they had. After the pandemic, it was around health. They want to improve their health. And weight loss may have been second, third, or not even mentioned because that's no longer important to them. They just want to be healthy. They want to have a healthy lifestyle. They realize that exercise is good for their mental health. Now, there wasn't one thing at this expo that had a focus on that aspect of it. Now, if you're going to leave your head in the clouds or in the sand and say, well, fitness equals health, you're deceiving and deluding yourself. And I think most people on the planet would agree with that. I think I mentioned this yesterday, but I'm having more conversations with clients because I'm seeing a shift, and that the term weight loss is now becoming part of the woke movement. So that you just don't mention those words anymore. It's almost like it's wrong to mention those words because of the triggers that it can have for some people. I'm very sensitive to it because of the history I have with my daughter. But the globe is changing, right? And if nothing in the space of health, wellness, fitness has changed in 6 years in the way that it's being represented, then it's just wrong. Right, it's just wrong. You are isolating a huge part of the population. And I would not be surprised if, golly, 50 to 75% of people that walked away from that experience today and tomorrow would say, I would give that a 1 out of 5, a 1 out of 10. So it'll be interesting to see I'm sure there'll be a survey. We'll see. And it will not be favorably reported by me. Maybe my expectations are too high. Maybe because I have been in to my own health and wellness and my own training and everything for over 36 years now. And because of my age, people might say, well, you're just too old for this kind of stuff. That is not true. It's not true. It's just I'm evolving my thinking. The world is changing. The state of health, wellness, fitness has changed dramatically since 1988 when I first started. Think about it. When I first started training, gyms were closed on Sundays, right? There were no 24/7 gyms. There just weren't. They opened at maybe 6 a.m. and they closed at 9, 9:30, something like that. On the weekend, they normally closed around midday to 1 p.m. That's when they closed. And you couldn't train at any other times. That was it. And look how much has changed now. Not that many people were training at home. It was difficult to find equipment that was good quality that you could use to build a gym, a studio at home. When I first started decking out my garage before I built a purpose-built studio, I found a place that was kind of near me that they made gym equipment. They manufacture it. They did all the sourcing of the steel, cutting it all up, putting it all together, paint, like powder coating it and everything. And there was only the one place that did it. There wasn't a heap of stuff that came from China. And for some of the equipment that you would see in like some of the fitness magazines in the US and everything, we just didn't have some of that equipment here. You had to go to America to use that type of equipment, like a lot of the hammer strength equipment and that kind of stuff. We had barbells, dumbbells, kettlebells were not something that were, mainstream or anything like that. Resistance bands, things like that, that just didn't exist. You had some TheraBands, which is the brand. You had some of those, but they're only used in rehab. TRXs didn't exist. That's the body suspension system. Like, things were just very, very different. And now you can get access to everything. You can buy anything, get it from anywhere, all kinds of different varying levels of quality and everything. So that part has changed a lot. The internet, 1988, didn't exist. So there were no influencers, there was no real YouTube and that kind of thing for people to be watching about technique and that kind of stuff. Now we have a whole movement of influencers and people showing people the wrong things to do. There's a lot of misinformation, there's a lot of bad technique, and it's really about showcasing a lot of the egos and that kind of stuff instead, which is causing people a lot of issues. So, you know, it's a vastly different place. And yet, the Fitness Expo remains the same. It's disappointing. So you can also reflect on what it is that you're doing yourself. Or like, are you changing the way that you are doing things? The way that you conduct yourself in life, the way that you conduct yourself in business, are you adapting your mindset? I mean, yesterday I talked about Tech It Out for keeping up to date with our technology and understanding what's here now, what's coming, how can you embrace, harness the technology to help you be better, faster and more efficient with your health and wellness. The danger is with all of these different things that exist now is you just jump on that next thing. The latest craze that I'm seeing, there's two that I'm seeing on Instagram Reels and TikTok and stuff. The latest one is these people in these, I'm going to say, they're kind of like these curved boots that kind of look like ski boots with springy things on the bottom of it. And you see these people just jumping up and down in, imagine like your old 80s aerobic class, they're all doing the same thing. They're jumping from, side to side, all coordinated and all that kind of stuff, jumping up and down on these things. It's like, fantastic. How long is that going to last? Like, seriously, how long is that going to last? Another one I've seen is people like a TRX body suspension system, except it goes around your waist. And the people are, again, the reels that you see, it's all coordinated, so there's lots of practice involved because it looks different in what they're doing. And they're like swinging from, like, I'll say down into like a blank position, like swinging up into doing something on their, one leg, so like maybe like a lunge or something like that. Then they're swinging back and they're swinging up, so basically they're swinging backwards and forwards and doing the odd low impact type thing. So, okay, really? How long is that going to last? I think about Zumba. Like, when Zumba came out, I was like, oh, wow, Zumba's great, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know if anyone does Zumba classes anymore. Step Reebok, that was something that existed in, I'm going to say, 80s, late 80s, early 90s. You had a Reebok step. You know what I mean? Like, one of those wide steps that you would step up on. It had the word Reebok on it, and you would do that. There was another one that was then called Slide Reebok, which came after that. You'd wear these special kind of like booty socks timed kinds of things. Imagine a yoga mat that you'd had sideways, and it had these little, I'm going to say stoppers at either end of the mat, and you would slide from one side to the other, kind of like imagine ice skating style, from one side to the other. Yeah, how long did that last? Not long. Yeah, like all these fads that come and go. Kettlebells. Everybody wants to get kettlebells. It's like, do you actually know what to do with the kettlebell? Like, I'm certified a kettlebell trainer, but most people don't know what to do with a kettlebell. But they think, oh yeah, I need kettlebells. How many do I need? You don't need any. Okay, don't worry about getting any kettlebells. Just don't worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about the $6,000 piece of equipment that does one thing. Different if you're somewhere like me and you're building a studio filled with a whole bunch of different equipment. But I never buy one piece of equipment that only does one thing. I buy a piece of equipment that you can do multiple things on. And the rest of it is benches, barbells, dumbbells. That's what's going to give you the results. So, you know, some things stay the same, but other things need to change. Like your nutrition. I mean, if you're fundamentally changing, you know, jumping from supplement to supplement and food to food and everything, then you're like chasing the latest diet, the next diet. That is not going to give you the outcomes that you need. So, yeah, it's just interesting. So I was greatly disappointed by the event. It's an indictment on, I guess, the fitness industry. I used to be registered with a, they're Australian based, they were called Fitness Australia. Worst rebranding exercise in history. They're now called, I think, Oz Fitness or something. And it's like they just went to somebody on Fiverr to come up with a crappy logo and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's a horrible, horrible rebranding exercise. It made no sense at all. And they just don't add value. They do not add enough value. And you pay, I think it's $550 a year, something like that, to join them. And they add no value to your business. They think they do, but I'm sure they've had so many people walk away from what it is that they do. And there's no innovation there. So unless we continue to add value to the people in our lives and our clients and our customers, then people will move from you to someone else. And it's just as simple as that. Somebody that's doing something better where they see that there is some value as opposed to no value at all. So that is my thought for the day. This Sunday, take some time out today to set this next week up for success. And if you are confused in the space of health, wellness, fitness, supplementation, nutrition, mindset, how to set your goals up for long-term success in this space, then this is why I provide a free consultation to get out what is in your head so that we can get you focused and moving in the right direction. Go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and you can register for that free consultation there with me. It doesn't matter where you're based in the world. Be healthy, focused, and strong. I'll see you tomorrow.